you have an update on Jonathan Collins.
Ribs are sore. Doesn't look like anything broke.
I would imagine that's positive news as you can get coming out of the weekend.
It's encouraging. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time, but it's encouraging.
John Jerry?
John Jerry's sore.
Has his ankle?
Yes, ankle.
Is Jasper Brinkley backed up? I saw him on the side.
Yeah, Jasper got nicked up early in the game, finished the game, but we held him out today.
Miles White.
We made some moves earlier today. We're going to continue to make moves, and we'll release those later.
Darren Thompson? Has he been looking?
Nothing new to update there.
Is there anything new on Will Johnson? It seemed like he was doing a lot more today.
Yeah, he's coming along, but nothing new from the medical perspective there. He's just making progress.
Ben, how different are these cuts for you as a head coach now? A little more emotional for you, maybe? Or
you know
different,
what?
Different process?
Anytime you lose a player that you've been working with closely, it's tough. As a position coach, it was tough. As a coordinator, it's tough. And as a head coach, it's tough. It's not why you get into this business, but it's probably the toughest part of it.
How did JT Thomas come out of the game? And obviously, he was running a lot today with the one.
JT got through it good. He may have got a few more reps than we anticipated just because of the health of the linebacker group. But he fought through it and ended up making some nice plays for us in the game.
Do you sense something from him? I mean, I have to imagine there's a little bit of urgency from him, you know, to come back so late from the pump and try to prove that he belongs here a week and a half to go before the real thing gets going.
Yeah, that's probably a better question for JT. I know he's excited to be out there with the group. It's tough for these guys when they're sitting out. They want to be up in there with their teammates.
Do you intend to play Eli at all in this final game?
We haven't talked about play time yet.
Just a general question then. Has the struggles of the last 2 weeks with the first team offense, will that convince you possibly to change whatever your plan was for the fourth game as far as playing time for those guys?
You always adjust and improvise, but you have a big picture look on the last preseason game.
Do you feel like you need to see more of Victor Cruz? I mean, you saw him for one game now.
We'll see. We'll talk about play time later in the week. We'll see how the week goes today and tomorrow.
It's like a week or two ago you said you hadn't been able to make an evaluation on him at all because he hadn't been out there enough. Do you feel like you've reached that point where you know what you're going to be able to kind of get from him at least?
It was a good step for him to take the other night, and we continue to we look forward to seeing him progress here tomorrow. He had a good day today, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Why do you have him running with first team basically next to Odell and Sterling Shepard? What's the thinking behind that for you to have him come back and immediately jump in with those guys?
Have a high opinion of him and his skill set. I think he's a good player.
And given the way the offensive line has played, how important is it for this team to have a good, steady blocking tight end? And do you have one on this roster?
We have guys who are improving. They're not there yet. But we need to continue working. You know, it's not done just because it's August. You know, we can get better in September, October, get better as the season progresses. What we are now and what we're going to be are two different things.
You guys, when you drafted Adams, you said he's a maybe more accomplished as a blocker right now than a receiver. Do you see that? I mean, can he be a good blocker?
Yes, he can.
And how has he been? Sorry, has he been good? Has he been average? Has he been okay?
Yeah, I mean, he's like a lot of rookies. There are ups and downs. You know, he's made progress there. He's certainly willing, and he's certainly capable. We just have to develop.
With the blocking, is it the run blocking or pass blocking that's more of a concern for you?
For
the offense? Starting
for the offense. Blocking in general, we need to block better. Our pocket integrity has to improve in the past game, and I think it has gotten better. We took a step back on a few plays last week, but overall the pocket integrity has been better the last two games. And the run blocking is definitely something that we need to improve on. And it's not just the offensive line, it's the tight ends. It's everybody who's included, the receivers as well.
Do you feel like a healthy Will Johnson would go a long way towards solving that tight end blocking issue? Or?
I mean, he'd be a good piece of the puzzle to add to the mix, yes.
Will hasn't been known as a blocker, per se, but did he get a good block on the reverse game to clear it out of the
He was part of the behind. They ran a we call it hey diddle diddle three up the middle, two linebackers and a safety. So we have a good look for the play. But he certainly was a major contributor to the play.
What does he have to do in your eyes to improve and stay on the field?
It's like everybody else. He's got to keep working. He has to keep his head down, keep working, and make it important.
Is Jarrell Adams more advanced in terms of receiving than you thought he would be at this point?
One more time.
Jarrell Adams, has he more progressed more than you, I guess, maybe expected at this point?
No.
Offensively?
No, listen, different guys are going to develop at different speeds. You just keep watering the flowers, and they're going to grow. That's what we're going to do, keep developing these players.
Coach, you obviously have your team to worry about first and foremost, but you have any thoughts on Colin Kaepernick and his refusal to stand for the national anthem a few days ago?
You know what? The way we operate for the national anthem, we consider it a small gesture to those who served and sacrificed their lives for our country and for us to play and coach in this great game. Part of that is the freedom of speech, and we certainly respect that. And we talk to our guys about keeping empathy in mind when they do lead and they do use this league as a platform. But, you know, I'd be disappointed if one of our guys chose not to stand. It's their choice. It's not mandatory, but we feel it's important.
Did you say anything to the team before the game on Saturday about that?
No, we addressed it. We addressed it before the first preseason game. We had Mike Sullivan and Colonel Greg Gadsden come up and talk to the team. Did a great job.
Thank you.
Ben, if looking at the film, Nassib obviously had two touchdown passes late in the night, and I thought it was gutsy. Mm-hmm. How did you evaluate him responding after the first two preseason games?
I'd say Ryan and TK. A lot of those guys hung in there and they battled. They played gutsy football. Gutsy.